This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Good Book Company, publisher of God's Very Good Idea by Trillia Newbell, a book for children on the beautiful diversity of God's family. Visit www.thegoodbook.com for more.
This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen.
On today's podcast, Nancy Guthrie answers the question, what can we know about the afterlife?
People who are grieving the death of a loved one long to know where their loved one is. They've shared so much life with that loved one, and now they're alone, and they're wondering all the time, what is this place like, or this person that I've shared so much life with is in the presence of God? Now, I think the sad thing is, out of that longing to know more about the reality that their loved one is experiencing, oftentimes what they turn to are books that have been written by someone who believes that they have had an experience of death and entering into heaven, and then have come back to write a book about it. And so I'm often around grieving people who will be kind of swapping stories about the various books they have read and maybe even recommending them to others, people who are looking for comfort. And what I want to say is that solid comfort comes from a solid source. And the supposed supernatural experience of someone else is not where you want to put your hope. It's not the best source of comfort. The scriptures that tell us what they have to say about heaven are the most reliable, solid source of understanding what is beyond this life. Now, I think the reason that people often go to these books is the reality is the Bible doesn't reveal all that much to us about the immediate state, about the state that we will enter into upon our deaths long before Christ comes again and we experience resurrection. But I think it does tell us four key things. And these are the things that I think we want to focus on when we're having conversations with people about heaven. The first thing that the Bible tells us clearly about heaven is that we will be with Christ. I'm thinking about Paul when he writes in Philippians that he longs to be with Christ. And also think about Jesus on the cross. Remember that experience that he's there on the cross with the thief on the cross. And what is it that he says to the thief on the cross? He says, today you will be with me in paradise. So the first thing that the Bible makes clear about heaven is that in heaven we are with Christ. The second thing that the scriptures make clear about heaven is that it is far better. Now, we tend to turn this into a cliche, like, they've gone to be in a better place. So as we talk about this aspect of heaven, we want to try to avoid something that sounds just like a cliche. Yeah, it's better. But to actually seek to develop our ability to articulate what makes it better. And what makes it better, it's a better environment. It's better in that they are with Christ. They're with inhabitants of people who have been made pure by Christ. I mean, as you think about how you want to talk about heaven with each other, yes, it's a better place, but focus on what makes it better. The third thing that we know for sure about heaven is what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians when he says that to be at away from the body is to be at home with the Lord. So what we know about heaven is that we are away from the body. Now, I think the way that this truth sometimes gets a little fuzzy with people is that a lot of people like to talk about heaven in very body-oriented terms. I know for me, I've experienced the death of two of my children, so heaven is pretty important to me. I remember with my son, Gabe, a reporter from the local newspaper followed our whole experience from when we left the hospital with our son, Gabe, knowing that his life would be short, and then throughout his life. And then she was actually there at the hospital the night he died. And she wrote an article, and I remember so clearly, I realized all the way along, she wasn't taking very many notes. And then when I saw the story she wrote, I realized she was kind of content to make some up for us. And one of the things she had me saying that I really fought back, told her she just couldn't put in the article because I knew I didn't say it because I knew it wasn't true, is she had me saying upon my son's death, my son had very deformed feet. She had me saying, well, at least now his feet are straight. And the reason I know I didn't say it is I know this about heaven, that at that point, my son Gabriel was away from the body. His spirit entered into the presence of Christ. He was with Christ in a place that was far better, but he was away from the body. His body was put into the grave. Now, the day is coming when his body will not be separated from his soul that's in the presence of Christ even right now. On Resurrection Day, his body will be called forth and his soul will be reunited with his body and we will live forever on this resurrected earth, body and soul. But for now, we don't talk about how their body parts necessarily work right now because they are away from the body. The fourth thing we know this from Hebrews 12, where it describes the firstborn assembly around the throne of God, and it says that their spirits have been made pure. So we know that when we enter into the presence of God, these souls and spirits that are in His presence have been made pure. And I think this is sometimes we underestimate or don't value the beauty of what this means. Sometimes we're so focused on physical things, the end of suffering, that we neglect to value the beautiful truth of what it's going to mean when we are in the presence of God, that promise He made, it says that we were chosen before the foundations of the earth, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. On that day, we enter into heaven. That will have become reality. All of those old resentments and old fears and sins we've stumbled into time and time again, we will be purged of those for good. So all of that to say, as you interact with people who maybe want to take hold of someone's claimed supernatural experience, won't you point them to the scriptures, to these four solid things that we know. And what we know is these are in the Word of God that has been breathed out by God, this Word that stands forever. This is what we can point to as a reliable source of what they can know about heaven, life with God beyond this life.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.
Support for the Gospel Coalition comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.